Visitation services will be held tomorrow in Rutland for Judge Frank McCaffrey, who died last Saturday from cancer. He was 82. VPR's Nina Keck has this remembrance.
Judge McCaffrey was well known in Rutland and across Vermont for his many years as a criminal court judge, for serving as the state's administrative judge, overseeing all Vermont's trial judges, and more recently for helping establish Vermont's drug courts. McCaffrey presided over Rutland's each Tuesday long after he'd retired from his other duties. Terry Corsones, executive director of the Vermont Bar Association, says she was always impressed by his demeanor on the bench and says he was incredibly generous with new lawyers.
Just his genuineness and empathy for people and how he would take such a personal interest in each and every person he encountered. As a nervous young lawyer, he would do his best to be very encouraging and be very supportive. And I know that reaction is shared by many lawyers in the legal community who looked up to him as a mentor.
Joan Sonneborn says that compassion spread far beyond the courtroom. Sonneborn got to know McCaffrey through Dismas House, a nonprofit that McCaffrey's wife, Rita Whalen, started in Vermont to provide shelter and support for men and women leaving prison. Sonneborn says once a month, she and her husband would cook dinner and eat with the residents at Dismas House in Rutland. And she says Frank McCaffrey would often join them.
And some of the residents knew Frank from the court because they had stood before him in court. And now they're sitting at the dinner table with him and playing basketball outside at Dismas House. And he presented himself with great humility. He was an outstanding human being. And he just was way beyond what most people achieve in a lifetime.
McCaffrey is survived by his wife, Rita, four children, and six grandchildren. A celebration of his life will be held next spring in Weston. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.